This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There are concerns today about rising ozone along the Front Range. It's going to be sunny and hot, and that's the kind of weather that produces ozone that can be damaging for people who are sensitive to it. The health experts say people with asthma, other lung conditions, should limit their outdoor activity until this evening, around 8 p.m. The steel mill in Pueblo is for sale. Its owner, the international company Evraz, is looking for buyers for its North American business. Sanctioned Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich owns about 30% of the company. The company says the sale announcement is not affecting operations at the mill. The CinemaQ Film Festival, celebrating LGBTQ+ filmmaking, returns to Denver's C Film Center tonight. CPR's Eden Lane spoke to artistic director Keith Garcia.
After shifting to a virtual format due to the pandemic, the CinemaQ Film Festival is back this year with in-person screenings and events. Garcia says queer filmmaking did not stop during the pandemic.
It just got better. And we have such a great selection of films for this 14th CinemaQ for everyone to dive into.
Garcia says he wanted to open the doors to this festival with a fun comedy, so he selected The Sixth Reel by Charles Bush, who will give a post-screening live Q&A. The festival runs August 11th to the 14th. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Again, it's hot and mostly dry across much of Colorado today and into the weekend. In Denver, 97 this afternoon. Colorado Springs right at 90. Grand Junction, 96. Fort Collins, 95. In Vail, a chance for thunderstorms. Highs near 80 today. All across the state, temperatures will be about the same or maybe even a little warmer tomorrow. And that rolls all the way into the weekend, with temperatures staying warm for Saturday and Sunday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.